We spent last hour talking about issue one, one of the hotly contested issues on the ballot across the state of Ohio today. Issue two, also on the ballot. And we've been talking about this off and on for the past year, and really for longer than that, as we discuss legalizing marijuana recreationally in the state. I think that's that between issue one and issue two, it's part of the reason why, at least anecdotally, I've heard of a higher than usual turnout for an off-cycle election year. I think a lot of people have interest in both of these issues, and we may even see a higher than usual turnout of young voters because of both of these issues. J-Man is joining me now, Jerry Joyner. He's the host of Weed and Whiskey TV, weedandwhiskey.tv. You can also find him at imjman.com. Jerry Joyner, Jay, it's great to have you back on.
Thank you for having me today. You know, it looks like Ohio could have an economic high legalizing cannabis.
It very well could, but there's a lot of questions about this, and I have concerns. First of all, I'm glad it's not a constitutional amendment, which issue one is, and that has its own flaws. But with issue two not being a constitutional amendment, the state legislature can get their hands in this and really screw it up even if it passes.
No, that's correct. Governor DeWine and some of the GOP are not pro-cannabis, and so they've been very, very vocal about that. You know, the 23 states that have legalized adult use marijuana, in addition to having medical marijuana, which you have that in Ohio,
right,
have some interesting things. You had Dr. Gupta, the drug czar, on talking about opioids. Scott, I read that there's been a 7.6% reduction in opioid use in California, Maine, Massachusetts, and Nevada after they enacted adult use cannabis for people 21 and older. I thought that was pretty interesting.
I've talked about that at great length on this show. I realize there may not be hard evidence, scientific proof as of yet, that shows a direct correlation between the decline in opioid use and legalized marijuana, medicinally or otherwise. But it certainly, if you think logically, which most politicians don't, it certainly seems like there could be a cause and effect happening in states that have legalized marijuana.
Yeah, there's even more that's really interesting, Scott. This is from the CDC, the Youth Risk Behavior Survey. The YRBS said that in states where they had adult use legal cannabis, between 22 and 16%, down 22 from 16 to 22% of teen use. In other words, you would think, wow, the weed's more available, more kids would have access to it and try to be using it, actually went down. And that's the CDC telling us that.
Yeah, it's this whole controversy to me is meaningless because in so many ways, marijuana is no more or less dangerous than alcohol, which is legal. And there are people who are talking about and concerned who are opposing issue two and the legalization of recreational marijuana because of reasons like the likelihood that users will endanger others driving under the influence, or that there could be an increase in workplace injuries and employer liability from increased cannabis use. These things are already happening, whether marijuana is legal or not. In fact, they're more likely to happen when they're not regulated and controlled. If somebody wants to smoke marijuana or use marijuana and then go to work or then get behind the wheel, they're going to do so regardless of whether or not the drug is legal.
You're spot on with that. And, you know, regulation, it's like comfort food for society. It satisfies the need for safety, quality, and let's be honest, it's a lot better than mystery meat from the black market. You know, when it's legally available, people are more likely to follow those paths and get products that have good certificate of analysis that's followed the seed to sale, or it's been manufactured properly and good manufacturing processes and those things, whereas when people are having to buy off the black market because they're using it. You know, in 2015, 1.2 million Ohioans said they used marijuana in the last month. That's a tenth of your 12 million people, and that's almost 10 years ago.
Certainly higher now, and the state could benefit from that increase in tax revenue, which would come from legalizing marijuana. We're talking to Jerry Joyner. IamJMan.com, WeedandWhiskey.tv to see his TV show. And the main reason why I'm, and the revenue has a big part of this, but the other reason why I'm in favor of legalizing marijuana and decriminalizing it is part of criminal justice reform. There are far too many criminals who have been locked up, who people who have been put in jail and have had their lives ruined for low-level marijuana possession or sale charges.
The Ohio program has a pretty robust part of the tax revenue going to social equity programs to help those people that, you know, they've been in this business. They're the legacy people. They're the ones that probably do the best at growing and things like that. And letting them have an easier way of getting into being a legitimate legal businessman, I think, is a smart move.
All right. So that's actually one of the reasons why many of the politicians like Governor DeWine are opposed to this, is the home grow aspect would, in their words, lead to a cottage industry of home growers dealing marijuana laced with even more dangerous substances, which is the complete opposite of the case. If somebody is going to be a home grower, they're going to grow regardless of whether or not it's regulated. This would simply decriminalize it and provide a path towards legalization. And it doesn't do anything to undermine the medical marijuana program in the state already.
No. And here's one more thing before we have to get off. The Journal of Drug Policy states that legal marijuana states have enjoyed a significant reduction in health insurance premiums. So, you know, I agree. We don't want people out there zonked off their mind on weed or edibles or booze or opioids or anything else. Common sense needs to play into this. But there's too much legitimate information now saying that, hey, there's some societal benefits from this. I just got our company's increases for next year for our health insurance premiums, and it chokes you, you know? I mean, it chokes you. And if there's anything we can do to reduce what the cost it is for businesses because of these changes in the laws, man, I think we ought to all be for it.
So one of the things that the Attorney General and that the governor has argued against on my very show is by saying that Colorado regrets legalizing marijuana. They're overrun with marijuana. They wish they could go back, change back the hands of time, and never have legalized marijuana, which is, from the people, and maybe I'm living in my own bubble. It's entirely possible that I'm talking to people who believe the same way as I. But it certainly doesn't seem like Colorado has any regrets at all for legalizing pot.
You know, when you were the first state doing this, as we've got 23 states now recreational or adult use and 40 states medicinal, they're going to have some pains that occur because it's just available. You know, people would go to Colorado, legally buy cannabis, and illegally smuggle it back to their state. I did that for my mama, not with some weed for her to smoke, with a THC cream to rub on her foot. This 85-year-old lady's foot felt better by rubbing this weed cream on her foot. I think that they would have, FedEx would have given me free delivery for that instead right. of me having to break several laws to get that to her.
That's just nuts. And the other aspect, and I don't know how familiar you are, J-Man, with issue two in Ohio, but the only real concern I've got with this legalization effort, and the state has tried this before and screwed it up a couple of times in the past, is that it does minimize the economic participation level. There are, just in the same way the state screwed up casino licenses and gambling, this would limit the number of operators in the state to a small legal cartel of drug dealers. And I think that's unfortunate that there's not going to be a free market behind the marijuana industry in Ohio, but it is now, there's just a black market. There is no free market at all.
Scott, it almost seems like they talk out of both sides of their mouth. They want to have social equity, but yet we want to make it so restrictive for people that might have a chance at having a business in this. And, you know, it's just not all about getting high and smoking anymore. There's beverages, there's edibles, the hemp plant, they're using all kind of fibers to make building products, lots of things that are changing. And they're using this as a political thing now, because so 88% of Americans, according to Pew Research, are in favor of marijuana being decriminalized, being legal, 88%. Finally, a bunch of Americans agree on something.
You know, but J-Man, as the governor would say, as the opponents of issue two would say, now you're legalizing all these other marijuana products. It's not just joints. It's not just the actual bud that you're selling. You've got gummies. You've got cookies and brownies and Rice Krispies that are laced with THC that become more attractive to kids. How would you combat that? Because my argument is, I guarantee if I'm paying $100 for a bag of gummies, there's no way I'm accidentally letting that get in the hands of a kid.
The common sense plays into that. You don't want your children around your firearms. You don't want them around your chemicals and your pesticides. You don't want your children around your alcohol. But if you leave your gummies out, it's going to be attractive. If you leave your Cheetos out that aren't infused with THC, kid might get into them. So, you know, parents have a big part, or caregivers have a big part to doing this. When we say it's the packaging that are enticing these children, sure, there's research that show that kids were eating those pods that you put in your dishwasher. But, you know, we got to have proper education both for people, and common sense is something I don't think they teach that at any school anymore. No. I haven't seen any research on it.
Certainly not. You're right. J-Man, Jerry Joyner, I am jman.com, weedandwhiskey.tv.